Once upon a time there was a land where people worshipped three gods. The first was called Explain, and the people of that land tried to find explanations of everything. They spent huge sums worshipping Explain. His priests were scientists, helped, not always harmoniously, by poets and philosophers. His shrines were centres of learning and research, and worship was very serious. Strict ritual governed how the word of Explain could be sought and proclaimed. The second god was called Fix, and he worked along with Explain. He couldn't function very well without Explain, but the purpose of Explain was to fix. People took their problems to Fix. Without him, they'd have felt lost. His priests were technologists, his shrines were labs and workshops, and he too was worshipped with very generous donations, both public and private. The third god was called Have. His priests called him the supreme goal, but the punters just said Have was the point of it all. They worshipped Explain to serve Fix, and they worshipped Fix to serve Have. And whereas they would have been happy to spend lavishly on worshipping Explain and Fix, they would willingly go to war to defend Have. The priests of Have formed whole industries. His hallowed precincts were rarely, if ever, quiet, with shrines to suit all tastes, from warehouses to kiosks. And there was online worship too. But for all this worship, the people were not entirely satisfied with their gods, because they never seemed able to banish the devil's scarcity and his demon want. The people always wanted more, no matter how much they had. So the feeling of scarcity and want was always there, cold and threatening. And Fix could not fix that, however he promised. People often felt Fix was letting them down in other ways too. Sometimes problems they took to him stubbornly remained, or even got worse, and that was hard for Explain to deal with. And Explain kept changing his mind about things. It was to keep up with the times, he said, but he couldn't cope too well with anything that lay in the future, and he was no help at all with anything spiritual. He dealt only with things of this world, things he could measure. In fact, some of his high priests used to say that those who thought there was anything more were just fools. But the so-called fools were not fooled. They saw further. They saw that the god called Explain was a pale imitation of God, the author of all the things that people tried to explain. The designer, the inventor, who really did know how everything worked. He never changed. He knew the future as well as he knew the past, and its explanations weren't limited to just physical things, but everything. He explained to his people what they needed to know and helped them to discover his secrets. And as for Fix, the fool said that the real God already had an answer to all the problems people had caused in the designer's world, but, this is what they saw, in order to enjoy the benefits of his solution, people themselves had to be mended by him. That's why he'd come into the world as renewer, and also as leader, because he alone could lead people to live and work in the new way. The mended way the designer intended. As he himself said, without him they couldn't get anything right. And the god they called Have was really Give, would you believe? In the treasuries of Give lay all that anyone could ever truly desire, without any limit. With Give, scarcity and want had no place at all, but to enjoy his bounty, people had to be following the leader. Then they could ask for whatever they needed for the work on hand, not just whatever they wanted, as the devil's scarcity would have them believe. And those fools used to make one more claim. They said that the real point of it all was not just to have, as the people of that land believed, it was to be fruitful in the great author's rescue plan, following Fix the leader, and filled with the spirit of Give.